This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives meeting rescheduled for tomorrow. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timilsena calls on media to prioritize public interest and citizens' rights. 325 families identified as landless in Pokhara Bus Park area. Settlement relocation and management expected to begin next week. And U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to double tariffs on Canadian cards. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for 1 p.m. today has been postponed due to special reasons. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Speaker Dol Prasad Oriel rescheduled the meeting for 1 p.m. tomorrow. The Secretariat said the meeting could not be held at the scheduled time today and informed all lawmakers about the rescheduling through a notice issued by Federal Parliament General Secretary Padma Prasad Pandey. Meanwhile, the National Assembly has unanimously approved a proposal to send the Nepal Special Service Bill to the Legislative Management Committee for clause-wise discussion. Law Minister Subita Gautam, on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, presented the bill received from the House of Representatives with the message. During the Jirawa, lawmakers raised concerns over women's and children's safety, sexual violence, cybercrime and domestic violence. Lawmakers also drew the government's attention to various issues of public importance. The next meeting of the National Assembly will be held on the 1st of September. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timilsena has said the media should prioritize citizens' right to information, press freedom and public interest. Addressing the 24th conference of the Asia-Pacific Institute for Broadcasting Development, AIBD in Kathmandu, organized by Public Service Broadcasting Nepal and the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters Nepal, Communication Minister Timilsena stressed the need to maintain accuracy, credibility, editorial responsibility and professional ethics while adopting new technologies. He said strong journalism, media literacy, transparency and professional standards are essential to counter misinformation and maintain public trust. The communication minister also highlighted the important role of community radio in providing reliable information to citizens, particularly during disasters, health emergencies and other crises. A total of 325 families living in the proposed Pokhara Bus Park area have been identified as landless. According to Pokhara Metropolitan City Mayor Dhanraj Acharya, the list includes 144 landless Dalit families and 181 landless squatter families. Another 242 families have been identified as unorganized settlers. The final list was prepared after claims, objections and field investigations. The Metropolitan City is preparing to send the report to the district committee this week. Mayor Acharya said the relocation and management of the settlements could begin from next week. The land at Prithvi Chowk was acquired in 2032 Bikram Samvat to build a bus park, but the project has remained stalled for nearly 5 decades due to encroachment and other reasons. The Metropolitan City now plans to clear the site and construct a well-equipped bus park with support from donor agencies. The Bagmati Province Assembly meeting has been rescheduled for today at 4 p.m. The meeting was originally scheduled for yesterday to allow Chief Minister Kiran Thapa Mogur to seek a vote of confidence. However, it could not be held after political parties failed to reach an agreement. The meeting has now been rescheduled for today at 4 p.m. Although the timing of confidence vote meetings has been changed several times since the formulation of the Bagmati Provincial Assembly, this is the first time the meeting date itself has been changed. Meanwhile, the CPN UML has decided to recall its four ministers from the Gundagi province government. The decision was taken by the UML parliamentary party in Gundagi, according to deputy leader Lil Bahadur Thapa Mogur. The ministers were preparing to resign. Thapa said the UML would hold talks with other parties, including the Nepali Communist Party, and explore forming a new government in Gundagi through power sharing. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to raise tariffs on cars, trucks, and auto parts imported from Canada from 25% to 50% from the 1st of January. According to the BBC, the announcement comes as the trade war between the two neighboring countries intensifies, following the collapse of U.S.-Canada trade talks late last week. Both sides accused each other of making unreasonable last-minute demands. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney described Trump's latest tariff threat as unsurprising and accused the U.S. president of wanting to destroy Canada's automobile industry. He said Canada was prepared to resume negotiations, but only if the U.S. came to the talks with the right attitude. Canadian officials are due to hold a news conference on Tuesday to outline the country's response to the escalating trade dispute and measures to protect and support Canadian workers and businesses. The talks were suspended without a new date for their resumption after Canada walked away from negotiations late on Friday, shortly before a U.S. deadline that would have imposed a 50% tariff on nearly $20 billion U.S. dollars of Canadian imports. Iran says it has a two-year plan to deal with expanded U.S. sanctions after Washington announced what it called an economic D-Day against Iran and threatened countries supporting Iran financially. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the United States would cut all economic ties with Iran and isolate any country that continued to conduct financial business with Tehran. According to the BBC, Iran's economy minister, Modani Jadeh, said the country was fully prepared for the new sanctions and claimed they would result in another defeat for Washington. He said Iran had been expecting the U.S. measures for a long time and had its own tools and strategies to manage the situation over the next 2 years. Modani Jadeh also said China and Russia, rather, had not accepted the U.S. measures and predicted other countries would resist them. At least 47 people have been killed and 22 others injured in an overnight gang attack in Kenskov, a hillside community, overlooking Haiti's capital. Reuters news agency cited the United Nations as saying the death toll could rise as authorities assess the full extent of the attack. A Haitian human rights group said between 30 and 40 people were killed and up to 20 others wounded in the latest attack. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan region. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the hilly and Tarai regions of the country. Heavy rain is likely at one or two places in the hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gundagi provinces. Gusty winds are also likely at some places in Madhya province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting rescheduled for tomorrow. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timilsena calls on media to prioritize public interest and citizens' rights. 325 families identified as landless in Pokhara Bus Park area. Settlement relocation and management expected to begin next week. And U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to double tariffs on Canadian cars. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website, www. www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.